This is the Friday Report.
So welcome along then, the Friday Report on Isle of Wight Radio. My name's Lucy, and joining me in the studio today, we've got three guests from the Isle of Wight Council. Councillor Paul Fuller, who's the executive member responsible for waste, and Natasha Dix, who's the principal officer for the waste contract for Isle of Wight Council. And also from Amy, Paul Southall. We've had you in the studio before, Paul. Welcome along.
Good morning, thank you. I didn't get a word in last time. We've left Tony Milton on the mainland this time.
I didn't want to say that, but bless you, you sat here and we had a really good in-depth talk, didn't we? But yes, we'll hear from you today. Excellent. All right. So it's all about the waste contract today. There are changes, there's a video, there's lots of things happening. Who wants to jump in first and just explain to me what some of the big changes are coming up?
I'll jump in on that one. As most of our residents are aware, the council has been spending the last 2 years procuring a new waste contract as our one with Island Waste Services ran out. Amy are our delivery partner now. They commenced services on the 1st of November 2015 and they have been running our collection services as they were running beforehand. However, that will be changing in the coming months, and these changes are being made to make sure that we can send less waste to landfill, with a goal of only 10% of waste going to landfill by 2020, and also a goal of increasing the amount we recycle and compost on the island to 60% by 2020.
Okay, so for me, I've seen a couple of big changes in terms of what it's all going to look like. At the moment, we've got black bin bags. I left mine out this morning. That's going to change, and I'm going to be looking at a black wheelie bin outside the house. Tell me about that.
So the current collection method is on for the general waste is sacks, and we're going to a 140-litre wheel bin with a 55-litre paper insert, which will go in the existing green recycling bin. So the idea of that is we're taking the paper and the fibre mix, as we call it, out of the recycling, separating that into its separate container. That'll be presented with the recycling, and then containerising the what is the general waste now into the containerisation of the wheel bins.
So you get a black wheelie bin, yep, and you put your black bags in it.
Yep.
And how many black bags does it fill?
You can get 3 to 4 in there, yeah, no problem.
Okay, and how did, now I'm going to sort of look, we don't use a lot of waste. We were having a discussion in the office today. We probably get through maybe one a week, so we've got 2 by the time collection comes around. But I don't think that we're typical, judging by the conversation we were having in the office today. Do you think that a wheelie bin for 3 or 4 bags, presumably the suggestion 3 or 4 is they're not going to be terribly full black bags, is that going to be enough?
Well, the council went out in the winter of 2014 and we did a customer satisfaction survey that included options for the future. It was one of the largest responded to surveys that we've ever done as a council. And of that, 80% of the respondents came back saying they only put out less than 4 bags of rubbish a week, every other week. Not a week, every other week. So we do know from that, and also from the tonnages that we gather every year, that there is sufficient space for the majority of residents to use those 140-litre bins every 2 weeks.
Now, I can almost hear the babies crying in the background going, yes, but what about the nappies? But, you know, yep, there's going to be a lot of families who are going to be a bit worried about what they're going to do with the extra stuff. And it's only a short period of time, admittedly, but it is quite a significant period of time.
Yeah, we have taken full account of that. We are very aware there are larger households, and there are those households who have a clinical need for more waste, and there are those families that have more than 2 children in nappies that have a need. So due to that, from the 2nd of May, there will be an online application form whereby residents will be able to apply for a larger black wheeled bin if they have 6 or more persons in their household, or if they have 2 or more babies in nappies, or if they have a clinical need, they will be able to get their healthcare practitioner to fill in a form and they will be able to have a larger bin for that collection.
And so will the resident, the islander, will they be able to do it themselves? You need a referral?
If it's for a clinical waste, it's a referral. Otherwise, you'll be able to fill in that form yourself, and it will ask for the names and the dates of births and number of persons in your household, and that application will come through to us, and then we will come and bring you a larger bin if that is suitable for your household.
Okay, let's talk about the sort of heaving the bin around situation. Now, at the moment, I've got a very keen son who's very keen to do it, so I let him get on with it. But there are going to be sort of elderly people, maybe people who are a bit less able to do that, and a worry that a second bin is just going to maybe exacerbate that problem.
Yeah, we've got currently as well, there's an assisted collection service. So anyone who fits into the category of what you're talking about can call the council and book an assisted collection, going through the same process at the contact centre, and then we'll go onto the property as long as it's accessible, and we'll take it and return it to where we collected from.
And what particular people are going to qualify for that?
The criteria to qualify that for that is to be unable to physically transport your waste to the curbside, to have nobody else in your property over the age of 18 who can do it for you. And it's that simple. If you cannot do it yourself, you're physically unable, and there's no one else over the age of 18, then apply for the assisted collection. We've already got nearly 2,000 residents on an assisted collection, and we will process that form, and it normally starts within 2 weeks.
We've also got a new service, Collection Plus, which is available to anyone on the island. It's a £52 a year subscription, and in the same way as assisted collection, we will come in, collect the waste from where it's presented and then return it.
Well, so if you don't qualify for the assisted scheme, you can then opt to have that as an extra.
From the 2nd of May.
Okie dokie.
Certainly from my point of view, in the last few years, I've had a lot of residents contacting me saying, well, we're elderly and we don't think we're entitled, but every single resident that has contacted me has been sort of like given the thumbs up, because sometimes people don't understand how vulnerable, how weak they are until they ask the questions. You know, at the end of the day, it's a good scheme. It's always been free and it will remain free for those people that are in dire need. The other option is, of course, that residents can have smaller bins. If they have got a large wheelie bin, they can reduce the size of that bin. Sometimes the bins are too big for residents, and if that is the case, then they can have a smaller bin as well.
What happens if you're moving house? So you've been allocated a certain size bin or a certain allocation, and then suddenly you move, and then you know you've got a whole sort of change in circumstances. What happens there?
The bins themselves are allocated to the property, not to the person. So we would always ask that when you move house, you leave the bins behind, and in future the gold sacks as well, which is also why we'll be asking residents to personalise them, which helps us return them to the property. When you move to a new property, if you find that the bins are missing or someone has taken them with them, you can do an online form to request the bins to be delivered to your property, or you can call the contact centre to do the same.
And what happens, though, if you're you're a family of six moving into a house that's had a family of four? Can you then apply for a bigger bin accordingly?
Yes, absolutely. You can apply. If you are a household of more than six persons and you've moved into a house with a smaller bin, you just will need to go online and do the application form.
Okay, all right. Other changes I've seen, we spoke about this actually, Paul, when you were in before, the insert into the recycling bin. Now, tell me about that. How's that going to work?
That's a 55-litre insert, which will be delivered with the wheel bins, with the black bins. And it sits in a recess in the top of the bin. So when you lift the lid up and you've got the aperture, you drop the insert in. There's still a gap there to put your glass cans and plastics in the bin. And then the insert is your paper and card. But we can also take now shredded paper as well, which we couldn't take before. And just getting back to the container sizes, there is a smaller, with the smaller recycling bin that's available if you're single occupancy or that it's just too big for you, the 240. There's a 19 litre insert as well for paper and card that would be available for that bin.
Okay, so that insert, that's going to be important, is coming inside the black wheelie bin.
Yeah, it sits in the top of the green bin.
So, so I've got a green bin already, but presumably I'm going to get a black wheelie bin. Where's my insert? Are you delivering my insert in the black wheelie bin and I have to put it in the green one?
The insert will come, obviously it's too big to go into the black bin that's being delivered, but they will be delivered together, yeah.
Okie dokie, so they'll all arrive at the same time. Yeah. And so just describe that again. So you sort of sit it inside the green bin and you're going to have to start separating waste. So something goes one side, something goes the other.
Yeah, so the insert you can take out. So you might want to, inside your house, you might want to put it somewhere separate so you can put your paper and card in there. But on presentation day, you just drop it into the top of the bin. It will sit in the top of the bin. You close the lid and then you put it out to present and the guys will deal with it from there.
Okay, all right. Well, let me just... we're going to take a call, so if you want to pop your headphones on there, and I'll say welcome to the Friday Report. Who's that?
Hello.
Hello there, who's that?
Alan Blackburn from Cairns.
Hello there, what's your point, your comment today?
Why, if we're going to have these new black bins, do I have to buy black sacks to go in it? Well, it seems to me sort of defeating the object of being environmentally friendly. I have to buy more black sacks.
OK, let me put that to our guest today then.
Hi, Alan. The reason we say to use the black sacks is because people prefer to have a black bin liner inside their kitchen bin at home. You can put a different coloured sack out into your black bin if you wish to. But yeah, we normally presume that
people... We have a separate bin for our kitchen waste, don't we? The little caddy.
Yeah.
Which goes in a bag, in that.
Yeah.
If we're having a black bin, at the moment I've got a normal metal dustbin, which our rubbish goes in with 8 bags, and the dustbin just emptied into the lorry. Why do I need to put black bags or any more plastic inside the black bin?
Well, it is entirely your choice how you choose to store your waste inside your home. And
right.
The black wheel bins will be lifted on the back of the lorry with a wheel lift, and that will be emptied into the truck. If you're happy to be cleaning out your wheelie bin from anything that's left in it, then that is up to you. But we would just advise bin liners, because most people prefer to have a bin liner inside their kitchen bin for their refuse.
So, yeah, I could just line it with a bit of newspaper or something just to save the bottom getting dirty, and that could be empty, yeah. No problem.
Yep,
at all.
If that's your preference, you can do that.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for your call, Alan.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, so you can fill your black wheelie bin. You don't have to have a black sack or a collection of black sacks in there. You can just put your stuff in if that's what you want to do. Okay.
You're happy
brilliant.
To clean the bin, yes.
Yeah. All right. So we were talking about the inserts and things then. So you've got the inserts coming for the recycling. Is there a concern maybe that that's going to overcomplicate things? At the moment, we just lift the lid and pop stuff in. I get the kids to do it. I'm coming across as a really bad parent, to be honest. I'm out the back drinking tea. Off you go. So they go and, you know, drop the stuff in. Why the extra level of complication? Why do we need the inserts?
It shouldn't be any more complicated, because the way the insert sits in the bin, when you go into the bin to put the material in, you're just putting it in the insert that's sitting in the top anyway. But obviously, pulling out the fibre element of the recycler gives us a better return yield when we go on to sell it and it goes to its end markets. So we get a better quality of material, which ultimately is what we want.
I also think there's a lot of confusion about recycling at the moment. I think 30% of the recycling that, or 30% of the waste that is put out every 2 weeks is actually recyclable. And I think there is a real requirement to re-educate people. And there's going to be quite a lot of information going out in the next couple of weeks to tell people exactly what they should be doing, when they should be doing it, and how to sort of like recycle properly. And we've got, you know, it's my intention to be ahead of the game with this compared to other parts of the country. I think we've fallen behind in the last few years. It's a refocus, re-education. And I think as soon as people get used to what is happening, then it will no longer be a problem.
It can be really tough, though. If you're, you know, the average, you know, householder and you've got all this stuff that you have to deal with and you see so many conflicting reports, you know, it's a tough thing to do, to sort of juggle all the different ways of treating each of those bits of pieces of rubbish. Let's take another quick call, if we may, here. Hello there, welcome to the Friday Report. Who's there?
Hello, it's John here.
Hello, John. What's your comment or your question today?
Well, I'm just wondering, I'm a real big recycler. I mean, I just live with my mum in the house, and I was just wondering, my recycle bin, even though I flatten everything down, it still gets right full to the top. So I don't see how a paper insert is going to actually... going to fit in there when all the other rubbish is in on top, you know, which we do recycle a hell of a lot of stuff, apart from like bubble wrap and cling film and everything, apart from that, you know, but everything else gets recycled. And I was just wondering how the paper thing is going to fit in there.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to second that, particularly at certain times of year. My bin gets very, very full, my recycling bin.
Yeah, and we flatten all the cardboard and we put it down the side so it's, you know, so it's not just laying across the bin inside. It's actually tucked down the side so you can get more in. But even then, it's full to the top.
All right, let's put that to Paul from Amy.
Hi, John.
Hi,
there's a couple of options available on that. If the amount of recycling that you're putting in the bin stops the insert going in, you can just leave the insert by the side of the bin and the guys will deal with it. If you need another container, just contact the contact centre for recycling, that is, and we can deliver you out another container. Or if you're creating excess waste, particularly around Christmas time, or you're having white goods delivered and you've got a bit more cardboard, just bundle it up next to the recycling bin on collection day and the guys will look after it for you.
So what happens there when it rains? Because they don't recycle wet paper and cardboard, do they?
Yeah, we do. There's an allowance where we take it to for a percentage of wet paper and cardboard.
Oh, okay. Then
but if you put it, sorry, John, if you put it into a bag, if it is raining, just a carrier bag, the guys will empty it out at the side of the truck anyway.
Okay. Brilliant.
All right, okay. John, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, bye.
So he superseded my other question there. So it doesn't matter if you leave it out, and it doesn't matter if it gets wet, you will still take it. Your personal guarantee here on the show today.
As long as it's tidy, it's bundled up tidily, and it conforms with what we can collect, then yeah, no problem.
All right, another call, everyone. Sorry, keep taking off headphones and putting them on again. It's like headphone juggling today. Who's on the line?
It's Carol from Newport, Lucy.
Hello, Carol from Newport. What would you like to say today?
Well, before I say anything, can I say what a lovely show as usual?
That is very kind. Thank you.
Wet to recycle rubbish. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're fruit and vegetable. There's five of us in the family. We're very much fruit and vegetable conscious. And 9 times out of 10, I put a bag in my bin that we've got. And I have 2 or 3 other bags, and 9 times out of 10, the dustman refused to take it because there's more than one bag. I wondered if there's different size, like bags, containers you can put your wet recycle rubbish in.
So do you mean, are you putting your vegetable waste in your black bins? Is that what you mean? Or?
No. I've got a small green bin that I put a carrier bag inside. To put my the fruit and vegetable waste that I have,
and it's filling up, and then you're putting the other one by the side.
That's right, and 9 times out of 10, you know, I have to sort of take it up to the dump myself because they're saying I've got too much fruit and vegetable waste, and they're refusing to take it because there's more than one container.
Right, let's put that through to Natasha. Then let's get Natasha's comment on that one.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
So you have an awful lot of fruit and vegetable peelings. You're putting those into your food caddy, and
you're having difficulty
getting them all collected.
Yes, I am.
Do you have both the small and the large food caddy?
No, I've only got the one.
Okay. I think probably what the issue is that you need one of the larger food caddies.
Yeah, I have asked the dustmen when they come, and they say, you know, that is the only size that they can provide me. But, you know, if I'm having complaints from them, because I've got too much to put out.
They should take it.
That's right, but they don't, and I have to take it up to the dump myself, as it were, if I've got more.
Hi, Carol. It's Paul from Amy. Just to jump in there, just ahead of this scheme rolling out, we're doing some education with our teams. I think over time there's some conflicting messages about what can and can't be taken. So starting next week, we're having all the teams in, telling them exactly what can and can't be collected. And this is exactly the kind of situation we want to avoid now and obviously going forward. So I'll raise this as a concern with my guys and make sure that going forward they give you the right information. What they do carry now as well, all the teams carry contact cards. So if there's any questions that they can't answer, they can give you a business type card which has got some contact details with the council. So if they can't answer it, if you just go online or make the phone call, they'll be able to give you the right answers. But mm-hmm. I've made a note, and I'll speak to the teams next week.
All right then, thank you very much for your time and your kindness.
Thanks, Carol.
Carol, thank you very much for your call. Keep your headphones on, everybody.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Carol. Right, OK, let's take another call if we can. Hello, who's that?
Hi there, it's Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. What's your comment today?
I'm slightly concerned about the new black bins, the amount of waste they will take. We regularly have 3 to 4 black sacks worth of rubbish every fortnight, and looking at the bins, I don't think they're going to take the same amount. And according to the report in the paper, you won't be taking extra black sacks that are put down the side of the bins.
Okay, let's put that point then. Who wants to jump in there? Natasha.
Hi, Debbie. Yes, that is correct. We won't be taking the extra back bags on the side of the 140 black wheelie bins in the future. Those 140 litre wheelie bins, although they do look small in that YouTube video, I've personally went and bought one 2 years ago just to test whether or not it is, as a normal family, possible to have a 140 litre bin that you only use every 2 weeks. And I've used it through my son being in nappies. I've got normal sized two adults, 2 children, dogs, animals in the household. And I've never got to a situation where I've needed more than that space. They will take up to 4 black bags. Right. And if you are only putting in those bags what should be in those bags, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I would say we sort of currently put our black sacks into the old-fashioned dustbins, mm-hmm. and we usually fill up three of those. So I take it we just sort of squash everything right down into the new wheelie bin.
Yeah, if you get it in the wheelie bin and have the lid closed. But we, as we said, we'll also be doing some education work to make sure everyone knows what should be going into those black bags and what should be going into the food waste and the recycling, because there have been changes. There are things that we will be able to put in the recycling now that we haven't historically, such as things like Pringle tubes and Tetra Paks and shredded paper, which will significantly help reduce the bulk of those black bags in the future as well.
Right. One of the biggest concerns, I think, with packaging is sort of polystyrene. And also a lot of packages that are cardboard boxes have sort of cellophane on them as well. Is it okay to sort of recycle those?
Yeah, they can be recycled. If it is at all possible, just to pull the cellophane and cardboard apart, that is helpful. But they are recyclable, and we would prefer those to go in the recycling and get sorted at the material recovery facility.
But polystyrene obviously still has to go into the...
Yes, polystyrene still needs to go into the black bags or up to one of the recycling centres at Afton Marsh or Limbottom.
OK, well, hopefully we'll all get used to the new scheme, and in a few months' time it won't be too much of a problem.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much indeed for your calls today. 822-002 is the number here in the studio if you want to make a comment. You can find us on Twitter as well, at iWhiteRadio, hashtag Friday Report. And alternatively, you can find us on the text, of course, IW, a space in your message. Send it in to 81222. Another call coming through, and then after that, we will pause for a break. Hello, who's on the line?
Hi, it's Nigel from Ventnor.
Hello, Nigel.
To say a big thank you to the new guys that have sorted out my disabled mother's assisted collections. It's taken an absolute nightmare away from her, and the lads come in, pick them up every fortnight, sort it out for her, put them back exactly where they were. I just wanted to say big thanks.
Oh, that's good news. So you're finding it working for you then, Nigel?
Well, it's working for my mum, which means I haven't got to go around from one part of the island to the other to put her bins out for her. The guys have been doing a brilliant job for her.
That is good news.
She's completely, utterly unable to walk, and they've come into her garden, take them away, keep it nice and tidy, put them back. Brilliant job. Just a big thanks.
Fantastic. Everyone's looking smiley there. Yeah.
We'll pass that on, Nigel. Thanks for that. The teams appreciate the feedback.
No, they're good guys.
Thank you.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you for your call. Thanks, Nigel. So let's take a quick break. We are talking about waste today. We haven't spoken yet about the gold-proof sacks. We'll do that after a break. You can text us, IW, with space in your message. Send it in to 81222. You can give us a call, 822-002. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter as well, at iWhiteRadio, hashtag Friday Report. In the studio today, Paul Southall from AMI, Paul Fuller, who's the executive member responsible for waste, and principal officer for the waste contract with Isle of Wight Council, Natasha Dix. And when we come back, we'll talk gold-proof sacks.
The Friday Report with Lucy Morgan on Isle of Wight Radio. The Friday Report, getting to the heart of island issues.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Friday Report. Paul Southall from AMI in the studio today. Councillor Paul Fuller, who's the executive member responsible for waste, and Natasha Dix, who's the principal officer for the waste contract at the Isle of Wight Council. Good afternoon, everybody. So we are talking waste then. Please do feel free to give us a call today, 822-002, or if you want to text IW, a space in your message, send in to 81222. Let's talk, if we may, and I've seen these for the first time today, doing a little bit of research into what we're talking about, the gold-proof sacks. Now, this is not what I had imagined them to be at all. They basically are, they sort of look like, you know, those sort of stand-in skip. If you can't get a skip, you get one of those big bags with the handles on the top. Exactly. Agra, I knew you'd know the technical term. So one of those, they're kind of like a small thin version of that. And there are two. There's a blue one and there's a green one. Tell me about
there's
that.
Three.
And a black one as well.
A black one.
Yep.
Right. Tell me about that split then.
So what we've done over the last 3 months, we've been carrying out a property survey where I've had teams out identifying properties that have got space to have a bin. Obviously, not all the properties on the island can take a bin, so there's a number of properties that can't. So what we've done is come up with the gold-proof sack aren't a solution for those individual properties. So what you'll get, if you've been identified as one of those properties, for recycling, you'll get the same capacity, the 240-litre green gold sack and a 55-litre blue sack for the paper and cardboard, and a 140-litre black for refuse. They're all branded, and it'll say what goes into what particular bag on the side. So the way that will work is residents will put their bags into the gold sacks, left out as normal at the set out points. The guys will come along, empty them, fold them flat. They're weighted at the bottom as well, so they shouldn't blow away. But in extreme, obviously high winds, we're going to be putting them around door handles or under the food waste caddies so we can secure them. But on the whole,
Okay, so here's the thing then. I mean, I drive around the island the morning after collection day, and you see the sort of the food waste containers blowing up the road because mm-hmm. it's a bit of a gale force wind. These are just kind of plastic sacks. Now, I mean, you say we're going to sort of, hook them on a door handle or whatever. But, thinking about my street alone, there's no way you can do that unless you're going to walk up the garden path and do it. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of begs the question, why are we having to put our things out on the roadside if you're going to walk up the garden path and hang it on the door handle? How's that going to work?
If you've got a garden path, then you've probably got space to have a bin, so you'd have a bin. These are for properties mainly that the front door opens straight out onto the footpath, where they would have a door handle, and there's not the requirement to walk any distance. But what they can do, they can be rolled up and put into under the lid of the food waste caddies. We can secure them in there. But there's normally somewhere that we can secure them. They're heavily used down in Devon, around Paignton, around there. They're heavily used down there, and they don't have any issues down there with them.
This is, you've maybe just touched on this actually, where this is a text that we've had in. Where my mum and dad live in Manchester, you get a wheelie bin for every bit of waste. There is a different colour. The different parts of recycling, no one needs. They black bags and leave them on the side of the road. All the animals and birds can get into them. And you refuse to pick the rubbish up. I'm not sure. So I think the point probably in that text there is, what about sort of birds getting into those bags? Because even those gold-proof sacks, even if you're putting your rubbish in there, they are still open to the elements for a certain period of time.
No, they've got Velcro fastenings on the top of them. So unless they're very clever seagulls, they shouldn't get into them.
I'm very strong,
yeah.
have you seen the gulls around the island, though? What happens in old properties in town centres with no space for wheelie bins or bin stores? What happens where in town centres people continually put out waste any day they feel? Now, I think the thing there is actually that, it's a holiday island. We've got people with second homes here who are maybe here for the weekend, and Monday isn't collection day, but that's the day they're going home. Maybe, it's a holiday let, and people are going home on a Wednesday and rubbish isn't collected until the Friday, naturally you're going to put your rubbish out a little bit early and it's going to sit there. How do we get around that? What's the answer there?
Well, you have touched on a number of issues there that we are very aware of on the island. Starting with the high streets and town centres, there are a lot of flats above shops. There are a lot of flats that enter onto the pavements. They will all be delivered gold sacks at this point in time. And the collection crew will also be doing a sort of dynamic risk assessment if there is anywhere where it is absolutely a health and safety risk to leave the gold sacks out, and then they will advise the residents what to do in that circumstance. In regard to people who set out waste on a day that is not their collection day, that is actually something that the council does not permit, and it causes an environmental nuisance. We set out very clearly that waste should be set out by 7 a.m. on the day of collection and no earlier than 7 p.m. the night before. That is to ensure that we are reducing the amount of environmental detritus that blows up and down the streets. This, of course, does, as you said, become an issue with people who are not here all the time, people who work unsociable hours, or people who are only here on weekends or part of the year. This is why Amy very innovatively developed this Collection Plus scheme, which will allow those residents to pay a £52 annual subscription, whereby they can keep their bins on the inside the curtilage of their property, so behind their gates, and the crew will go through their gate onto the collection day, take the bin out, empty it into the lorry, and then put the bins back into the property. So that subscription process will allow them to have their waste collected when they're not here. But we would absolutely say you cannot set waste out on a day that is not your waste collection.
So what happens though if you live next to that holiday property and and you're watching the people coming in and then dutifully putting their bags where they know they have to, but obviously 3 days early. If you're the neighbour next door, what do you do in that situation?
If it is a frequent problem and it is causing an environmental nuisance, then do get in touch with the authority, the council, and we will investigate what's going on. And if necessary, we will send warning letters and we will look at any enforcement action that may be necessary if a conversation and some education with the landowner doesn't work.
I think one of the keys is the fact that we are providing more services than there are currently for residents. And I think in the past, as councillors, we get a lot of complaints from areas like Benbridge, from Seaview, and where I'm councillor in Cowes and Gurnard, about people who have holiday lets, people who have second homes that are just here for the weekend, and then they've got the rubbish building up, which isn't good for anybody. So this is an additional service on top of the current service that is available. And, hopefully it will reap the benefits that a lot of second homeowners have been complaining about for a long time.
So talk me through then, if you will. We've talked about sort of the black bag that's goldproof. Let's talk the other two as well. Just recap that. So you get two for your recycling. What goes in each one?
Exactly the same as what goes in the recycling containers, the bin and the insert. So in the blue 55-litre goldproof sack goes your paper, cardboard and shredded paper. And in your green gold sack, your glass cans and bottles.
They're metal.
I think, do you think there's a bit of fear maybe as this whole recycling process has rolled out? We have often been told, oh, but you can't possibly do this if it's got a bit of food left on it. You can't possibly recycle this because it's not the right Tetra Pak. You can't do this, you can't do that. Do you think a bit of fear has maybe built up over the years and people don't really know what to put in the recycling bin anymore, so they err on the side of caution and put it in the black bag instead?
In the leaflet, the booklet that going out to every resident on the island, there is a list in there of what can and can't be put into each of the containers, and further information is available on the website. Most recyclers can recycle. In addition to the current service as well, we'll be able to take textiles from the 2nd of May at the curbside. So if you've got any shoes or clothes that what you want to send for recycling, just put them out on your recycling day in a bag of your choice, a carrier bag or whatever, and the guys will come and pick that up as well.
So I think maybe, in my mind here, which it's brilliant, that's a great innovation, taking textiles as well. I've kind of got this picture, though, of recycling day, there being 15 different bags, because I've put my textiles in one and, my extra recycling in the next. But then in the next breath, I can't put an extra bin bag out on black bin bag day. Why not? What's the difference?
The difference is the rubbish, the black bag waste, is a very difficult waste and very expensive waste for councils to treat. At the moment, we're creating around 33,000 tonnes a year. And that goes to landfill, which is circa £110 a tonne to go to landfill. It's not a sustainable position to be allowing an uncontrollable amount of black bag rubbish to just keep being put out, especially when we have done composition studies and know that 30% of what's in those bags is recyclable. Yes, it does seem harsh to say that we won't take that side waste, but we do know that if we can reduce the black bag waste and we can have unlimited recycling and get all the recycling done that we need to, then we will be in a far better environmental and economic position as an island, and we can look towards moving to being self-sustaining in the management of our waste on our island.
How critical is that landfill situation?
Well, the landfill site is not owned by the council. It's owned by Biffa Waste Services, so we have no control over it. Which means that we will always pay the same commercial gate fees as anyone else using the site, and we would rather be a more self-sustaining island using the facilities that we're going to be building in the future. And we do need to reduce the amount of landfill space that is being used up.
I mean, is it going to run out, though? We've been told in previous years that it is critical, that the island might need a second landfill place to go to. At what point does that landfill run out? How close are we to that?
we couldn't say exactly. We would say there's probably around 400,000 cubic metres of space left within that landfill at this point in time. That is being used up every year. That will eventually run out. But our goal is to be a, wherever possible, zero waste to landfill authority. If we can do that, then we will not need to build another landfill and create another large hole in the ground in which we're putting all of our waste. If we can focus as an island, as a community, to recycle more and reduce what black bag waste we're producing.
I mean, that sounds like a fantastic target, zero waste to landfill, but is that really feasible? You're sort of fighting the big companies and the packaging that they make, and you know, the next innovation involves another whole pile of packaging that maybe you haven't dealt with before. Do you think that's achievable?
It's achievable almost. There are always going to be some items that we can't put into a treatment plant. We are going to be refurbishing the old gasification plant to be a new gasification plant at Forest Road. So when that's complete, most of the black bag rubbish will go through a mechanical sorting process. The recyclates will be pulled out. What's left will then be incinerated and converted to energy. There are still some things that do have to go to hazardous landfill, such as asbestos, such as particularly hazardous wastes. But it is perfectly feasible to bring down that to 10% of the waste that we produce.
And I think the how technology has evolved in the last 10 years with regard to recycling is incredible. You know, 10 years ago, recycling plastics, recycling Tetra Paks, it was just unimaginable. We would never do it. So, you know, we are making real inroads, and you know, government are also very much focused on reducing the amount of landfill that we create. And I think that's really positive. And I think if we can reduce everything that we can going into recycling, to landfill, that's good for us and it's good for the island.
I've another text here. Some big properties converted to multi-tiny bedsit flats with no bin stores and open onto the street can't be expected to store smelly food waste in a flat for 2 weeks, can they?
Nobody should be storing food waste for 2 weeks. There is a weekly food waste collection, and everyone should be putting all of their food waste into their food caddies to be taken out weekly.
Okie dokie. All right, so don't forget, you can give us a call today. 822-002 is the number here in the studio. You can text IW a space in your message, send it into 81222 or tweet at iWhiteRadio, hashtag the Friday Report. We have, just as I say that, another call coming in. So let me give everyone time to put their headphones on and say hello, welcome to the Friday Report. Who's on the line?
Oh, hello, it's Lucy.
Hello there, so am I. Great name. Welcome to the show. What's your comment today?
Right, you're saying that when you get the new black bag bins, they'll only take what's in the bags. What happens when you've got larger families we recycle and we go through 6 to 7 black bags a fortnight, but there's 7 of us in the household?
Ah, okay. So I think I probably guess Natasha's got an answer to this one.
Yes, from the 2nd of May, families or households with 6 or more persons will be able to apply for a larger black bin. So we will roll out the bins as it is now, but as soon as we get to the 2nd of May, you will be able to go online to the council's website, iwhite.com, go to the /waste, and you will find a form where you can apply for a larger bin for a larger family.
Okay, then, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. Friday Report. What is the point in recycling, says Matt on the text, when we don't receive any rewards here? If there was a discount on council tax to reward island residents, there isn't. How about some positive incentive? Who wants to answer that one?
Positive incentive at this point in time is having a lower reduced cost of contract in the first place. As everyone on the island is aware, our budget is extremely stretched at this point in time. Everything that we save in this waste contract doesn't go sit in some little pocket hidden away. It goes back into the central reserves and then is redistributed to the more critical services such as adults and children's care. So if that's not incentive enough, I don't know what is.
It's the right thing to do. You know, the days of just burying everything in a hole in the ground are gone. It's 2016. There's technologies available where we don't have to do that. You know, we're planning now for future generations, for our children, our children's children. We shouldn't be burying stuff in holes in the ground anymore.
Paul Fuller, can I just get your comment on that? I mean, isn't it, you know, to reward island residents, you know, and say well done for recycling?
And I certainly think that we should be rewarding people, but I think that the key to this is that if people are creating less landfill, that is cheaper for us as a community. I think there's this thought that the Isle of Wight Council is just this body of this body that is sort of like distant from the community. At the end of the day, we are your council. We are trying to make the savings where we can, and by reducing the cost to the Isle of Wight Council, we're reducing those, we're passing those costs on to the local residents. So it is positive in that way. Perhaps we should be doing more, and perhaps there are discussions that need to be had, but I think, you know, at this stage, we're doing what we can.
All right, we have but a minute left. I wanted to just touch on, because we mentioned it in the break there, what happens with the food waste. We had a big discussion this morning. People saying, do you know what? I used to see people putting it in the back of the refuse lorries, and I gave up. I gave up because clearly you weren't doing anything with it, so what's the point of me separating it?
There used to be an allowed practice under the previous contractor that when the guys got to the end of the round, obviously, if they're on one side of the island and they had to take a couple of bags of food waste, go and tip, and then take a couple of, go back, and then go back again for a couple of bags. It was just not economically viable. We've stopped that now, that doesn't happen. We've adjusted the rounds accordingly so they can get all of their materials on now. So
but,
that but
you were
anymore.
Saying, even though in some cases it'll look like it's going in the back.
Yeah, there's some different configurations of the truck. So what people are used to seeing is food waste going in the side pod. But we have got a narrow access vehicle which services some of the small roads, where actually the food waste does go into a pod in the back. So if you do see the vehicle, a smaller vehicle and food waste going into the back, it is going for food waste recycling. It's not being thrown away as general rubbish.
Thank you very much indeed. We have run out of time. Afton Marsh reopening on the 26th of March, Paul, is that right?
That's correct. Yep, fully refurbished.
And also, can I promote and plug the YouTube video as well that tells people all about the recycling and what people should be doing? And that is isleofwight.com. There is a YouTube
There's
video.
There's a YouTube link, which is youtube.co.uk/user/IW Council.
Okie dokie. I think you can get it via the council's website and also on the council's Facebook page as well if you are having a little look today. Thank you so much to our guests, Paul Southall from AMI, Councillor Paul Fuller and Natasha Dix from the waste contract part of Isle of Wight Council. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for all your calls and texts and tweets as well. Much, much appreciated. A lively show today. Thank you very much for taking the time to get in touch. There is no Friday report next Friday. I shall be eating far too many chocolate eggs. It's Good Friday, but we will return after Easter with another Friday report. I'll let you know a bit nearer the time what we've got coming up. Heather is on your radio next, taking you through till drive time. I'm back tomorrow morning for Weekend Breakfast. I'll see you then.
The Friday Report with Lucy Morgan on Isle of Wight Radio.